The overtime rule announced back in May would have more than doubled the minimum amount an employee must earn to be exempt from overtime, and it would have gone into effect on December 1st. Over the past several months, business owners have been scrambling to make changes, including David J. Fronin, owner of Silver State Analytical Labs. His company was prepared to add time clocks and a part-time payroll clerk, along with adjusting the pay rates and duties of approximately half of its team members. He says those changes will not be implemented until necessary. In September, the National Federation of Independent Businesses filed a lawsuit in Texas to fight the overtime rule. A temporary injunction was issued last month, but the court has not yet decided on the legality of the measure. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Brooke Bentley of the Northern Nevada Business Weekly.